From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A few months ago, the British were told that a royal skeleton might have been located under what the Brits call a car park. And they were told the remains might belong to the 15th century king, Richard III. Many were skeptical, but now they can believe it. Today, experts confirm that the bones belong to Richard III, a monarch immortalized by William Shakespeare. NPR's Philip Reeves tells us more.
Richard ruled England for only 2 years, but his terrible reputation survived 5 centuries. History has marked him up as a tyrant and a murderer. The announcement confirming his skeleton's been recovered was made by Richard Buckley, lead archaeologist, in the bid to find the King and the Car Park.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the academic conclusion of the University of Leicester that, beyond reasonable doubt, the individual exhumed at Greyfriars in September 2012 is indeed Richard III, the last Plantagenet King of England.
Leicester is a city 100 miles north of London. The quest to find the king was spearheaded by the Richard III Society. Its members believe Richard was a pretty good king, vilified by history and especially Shakespeare. Leicester University provided expertise. Professor Lynn Foxall's delighted by the findings.
This is great. We found a whole new king that nobody knew was there before. Well, we knew he was there, but now we've got him.
The search for King Richard began with a demolished church. That's where his remains ended up in 1485, after he was killed in the last great battle over the crown, in what's known as the War of the Roses. The church was trashed a few decades later by Henry VIII and wound up under a municipal parking lot. Archaeologists found the skeleton on the first day of digging. It has a curved spine, thought to be the result of scoliosis, though there's no evidence of a hunch, despite the picture painted by Shakespeare. It's also a very light build, tallying with historical accounts, and has some spectacular battle wounds. Part of the skull has been sliced off, apparently by a heavy blade. Joe Appleby, one of the research team, says there's evidence of a big wound in Richard's buttocks.
Historical sources suggest that Richard's naked body was flung over a horse after the Battle of Bosworth before being carried back to Leicester. Whilst we can never be certain of what happened, if so, this would have provided an ideal opportunity for a wound such as this to be inflicted as a symbolic act of humiliation to the body.
The most compelling evidence came from DNA. A sample from the skeleton matched that of Michael Ibsen, a Canadian descendant of Richard's sister, Anne of York. Ibsen's delighted.
It's absolutely thrilling. It's to be involved in the project at all was fascinating, and to be here speaking now at the conclusion and having discovered that we do indeed have Richard III is extraordinary.
There are plans to reinter Richard III's remains at Leicester Cathedral. That's about 100 yards from the car park where the king was found. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.